While it is true that everyone has their own preferred method of revising for examinations, there are some general principles that should apply to almost everyone. While some students claim that they can revise better lying on the bed, for instance, research has shown that teachers are not being nasty when they advise you to sit up straight in class. That is the physical state in which you learn best, whether studying something for the first time or revising. It has also been shown in educational research that taking a break after 40 or 45 minutes gives the brain a chance to catch up and refresh itself. Why do you think your lessons in school tend to be around that length? If your lessons are longer, notice that teachers insert some kind of change during the lesson. Notice, though, that breaks between lessons are not lengthy. Are you one of those who have to resort to last-minute revision going into the early hours of the morning? You know you shouldn't. For one thing, you will be overtired the next day during the examination. The solution, of course, is to start studying earlier and revise regularly and steadily during the weeks leading up to the examination. Create your own revision timetable to do this. Collaborating with classmates can be helpful for those who find it hard to study alone. But this advice comes with the obvious warning. Make sure you're revising and not chatting idly. While it is true that everyone has their own preferred method of revising for examinations, there are some general principles that should apply to almost everyone. While some students claim that they can revise better lying on the bed, for instance, research has shown that teachers are not being nasty when they advise you to sit up straight in class. That is the physical state in which you learn best, whether studying something for the first time or revising. It has also been shown in educational research that taking a break after 40 or 45 minutes gives the brain a chance to catch up and refresh itself. Why do you think your lessons in school tend to be around that length? If your lessons are longer, notice that teachers insert some kind of change during the lesson. Notice, though, that breaks between lessons are not lengthy. Are you one of those who have to resort to last-minute revision going into the early hours of the morning? You know you shouldn't. For one thing, you will be overtired the next day during the examination. The solution, of course, is to start studying earlier and revise regularly and steadily during the weeks leading up to the examination. Create your own revision timetable to do this. Collaborating with classmates can be helpful for those who find it hard to study alone. But this advice comes with the obvious warning. Make sure you're revising and not chatting idly.